Luke Dempsey's new book, Club Soccer 101, The Essential Guide to the Stars, Stats, and Stories of the Greatest Team in the World, starts with AC Milan and ends with Wolverhampton Wanderers, because none of the world's most illustrious soccer teams begins with X, Y, or Z. Manchester United is in the book, of course, as are Real Madrid, Barcelona, Ajax, and 96 others. Luke Dempsey joins me to tell the stories of some of those teams. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Just for the fun of it, let's begin with Leeds United, led to glory by a sort of manager named Don Revie, who was afraid of ornamental elephants. I wonder how one acquires a fear of ornamental elephants.
Well, it's a terrific question. It's probably the last question I thought you'd ask me, so I'm very happy to hear it. Look, Don Revie was an extremely strange man. He was a brilliant soccer manager. Leeds is an interesting place. Leeds has a very large population from the Indian subcontinent, and it could be that he went and had wonderful curries in Leeds, as you can, and it may be that there were lots of ornamental elephants in those restaurants. That's my only idea, unless he was once attacked by an ornamental elephant, which knowing Don Revie, is very probable. The story of Leeds United is a tragic one. They massively overspent in the late 1990s to make themselves the biggest team in the world, and unfortunately they now languish two levels below the top in England. And this is one of the things about Club Soccer 101 I've tried to talk about, is the money in soccer. There's just been a massive spend again in the European leagues to buy players. Players move around like cattle. And, you know, dyed-in-the-wool old Man United fans like me look at it and wonder. United used to be a team of wonderful youth players, and now it's got multi-million pound players from all over the world. So one of the things I wanted to do in the book was talk about the long and illustrious histories of all these teams, really to show that when you watch a game on a Saturday morning on NBC or on a Saturday afternoon on Bein Sports or whatever you do, you can go to the book and find out more about people like Don Revie if you really want to. I mean, he is one of the crazier people in the book, but there's plenty of other crazy people.
Moving just a bit closer to the front of Club Soccer 101, we encounter the Los Angeles Galaxy, of which Alexi Lalas, their general manager back in 2007, said, "I would put our teams up against some premiership teams in a second." And you have written that the problem would come in the ensuing 89 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah, Alexi loves to talk, as everybody knows, and I don't really mind him bigging up the MLS. I'm a huge MLS fan too. But he is absolutely wrong that any MLS team would ever keep up with a Premier League team or a La Liga team or a Bundesliga team from Germany. And I don't think those kind of comments particularly help the MLS, because if a soccer fan goes and sees the standard in the MLS, they'll think, well, this isn't like watching Manchester United play Liverpool or Bayern Munich play Borussia Mönchengladbach. I just always want to say Mönchengladbach as many times as I can. So, I understand why he said it. He said it when he just rented David Beckham, which was a wonderful move for the MLS. But I think it would be a bit of a mismatch still.
You describe the men playing for Norwich City as, quote, non-aggressive but pleasant enough birds, abandoned as they are in a faraway land. Birds and abandoned? How so?
Well, basically you go north from London and you turn right for a couple of days and you finally find Norwich. Somehow traders long time ago brought canaries to the area. And so when Norwich City decided to have a soccer team, they decided to dress as canaries. So they have bright yellow shirts and bright green shorts. And it is unfortunately about the only notable thing about Norwich City. They were fairly good for one season a few years ago, is the best I can say about them. It's a wonderful place. It's one of my favorite places in England, actually. It's very beautiful, but I don't think it's beautiful for the soccer.
Some of the teams about which you write are identified at least in part by their politics. FC Barcelona, for instance, was identified as the team for anti-fascists, and sometimes it goes the other way. How did General Pinochet get named honorary president and number one fan of the Chilean club Colo-Colo?
Pinochet obviously dominated that country for so long that if you wanted to stay in business, you probably had to be pretty good to him. There is, unfortunately, across the world, something of a history of fascism and soccer going hand in hand. The very famous Rome team, Lazio, are pretty closely allied, a lot of their fans are at least, with some pretty unpleasant right-wing politics. And it happens all over. FIFA and UEFA, which is the European organization, do try to stamp out the kind of right-arm-raised rubbish that you get from these fans. But it's very difficult when there's 50,000 people in a stadium. It's hard to control their behavior. I think it needs to come from the clubs more strongly. And I think Lazio have tried their best to get rid of this element. But it's a very tough question if you love soccer to see these guys doing this stuff.
Some of the places where these clubs play have become as important to soccer fans as Wrigley Field or Fenway Park are to baseball fans. Tell us about the stadium called La Bombonera in Buenos Aires.
Oh, yeah, the candy box, the chocolate box, is an extraordinary stadium. It is on three sides a regular sporting stadium. And then the problem with the place is they've only got the rights to the ground in a D shape, I guess you'd call it. And so where the straight line of the D is just seats that go straight up, rather like you're in a, you know, an opera house or something. It's the most extraordinary place. When a goal is scored, apparently it shakes so hard that people weep. It's an incredible place. And there are wonderful videos if you ever want to go onto YouTube and watching what happens when a goal is scored, because streamers come down. Maradona is often there screaming and jumping up and down. And he's a pretty big guy these days, so he probably makes the stadium bounce even more than the fans. But it's a wonderful place.
I know the book hasn't been out for very long, but have you heard from lots of fans who are angry because you didn't include their favorite teams among the 101?
Yes, and I love that kind of anger. It makes me think I did something right. I'm looking forward to fans of Fulham and Fluminense and all those wonderful teams just to call me and say, why didn't you put us in? And what I'm hoping to do actually is to continue writing these essays online. So teams that I do hear about and teams that I do think I missed, there will be an online presence for that stuff.
Didn't Fulham deserve to be in just by virtue of the fact that it plays in Craven Cottage?
Craven Cottage is a wonderful name, and it's also a fantastic stadium. It's right on the river there. They've never won anything. And they probably never will. They're actually quite, in terms of London, they're quite a small club. They're dominated by their neighbour, Chelsea, and they just got relegated. And also their owner decided to put up a statue to Michael Jackson outside the stadium.
It's gone now, you know.
I know it has, glory be, but, you know, it was there for quite a while. If you'll forgive me that I'm not entirely sure about the connection between Michael Jackson and association football. I could be completely wrong. I'm sure somebody will tweet at me that he was a wonderful left winger, or, you know, he was a super midfielder, or he was really great goalkeeper. But I've done a fair amount of study of this sport, and I didn't see him come up that many times.
Luke Dempsey is the author of Club Soccer 101, The Essential Guide to the Stars, Stats, and Stories of 101 of the Greatest Teams in the World. You can find a link to his website, clubsoccer101.com, at onlyagame.org. Mr. Dempsey joined me from WWFM in West Windsor, New Jersey. Luke, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. It was real fun.
To read an excerpt from Club Soccer 101 and my review of the book, please visit onlyagame.org.